Diamond for diamond, no one compares with Mervis. At Mervis Diamond Importers, our natural diamonds come straight from the mines in Africa, and our mermaid lab-grown diamonds beat all others for quality and value. Come view our brilliant diamonds, both natural and lab-grown. Mervis diamonds are so bright and full of fire, they will blow you away. So will the affordable prices. Our diamonds may steal your heart, but not your wallet. See our mermaid lab-grown diamonds and learn how to get a larger diamond for less. You can get a bigger mermaid lab-grown diamonds than you ever thought possible. And with Mervis financing, you can enjoy up to 5 years to pay with zero interest. Our generous full-value trader policy and our lifetime warranty program easily make Mervis your first choice. When you mount a world-class Mervis diamond into a designer ring from our huge collection, there is no equal. Mervis Diamond Importers. For an appointment, call 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com. Again, that's 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com.
Welcome to Film Companion. I'm Anupama Chopra and here are this week's reviews. In 1996, director Sudhir Mishra made a film called Is Raat Ki Subah Nahi, which is one of my favorites from his filmography. Number one on that list is Hazaro Khwaishen Aisi. Is Raat is the story of one night in the life of a Mumbai advertising executive who, in a moment of anger and anxiety, slaps a mafia don. Only he doesn't know that he is a mafia don. What ensues is a frenetic chase, which is suspenseful but also tinged with comedy. This dark night of the soul alters lives, and when the sun rises, the principal players have a new perspective on life. Which is also the case for Sudhir's new film, Afwa, which also mostly takes place over one night. A night so torturous and so violent that here too it feels ki is raat ki subah nahi. The location is Rajasthan, where feudal mores, sectarian politics and misogyny are baked into the dusty landscape. Nivi, the fiancé of an upcoming politician, Vicky Banna, runs away because, as she says, he is a power-hungry bigot. An America-returned, jazz-loving, Range Rover-driving passerby, Rahab Ahmed, saves her from his goons. As it turns out, he's Muslim. Now Nivi, who also happens to be the daughter of a leading politician, and Rahab become fugitives together. To save his imperiled masculinity and consequently his career, Vicky allows his slightly unhinged-looking digital advisor to spin a love jihad story around a video of Nivi and Rahab. This rumor takes a life of its own, and inevitably the bodies pile up.
जो आदमी अपनी बीवी को नहीं संभाल पाया, वो देश क्या संभालेगा?
सर, इस वीडियो के वायरल होते ही आपका नेशनल करियर खत्म है।
अफवाह has been co-produced by Anubhav Sinha, who has since Mulk in 2018 created his own sub-brand of cinema. Anubhav directs and produces films which are ripped from current headlines and which insist on confronting the many horrors of contemporary India. Apart from love jihad, Afwa also depicts opportunistic politics, cow vigilante violence, fake news, IT cells, and how social media can be manipulated to serve nefarious ends. The script by Sudhir, Shiv Shankar Bajpayee and Nisarg Mehta indicts across classes. Rahab is driving through Rajasthan to meet his wife, who's attending this JLF-type literary festival. However, these perfumed intellectuals prove to be as clueless and spineless as everyone else. It's a cracker of an idea which takes courage to bring to screen, but in the movies, good intentions are never enough. Sudhir begins with the visual of a car driving through a sandstorm. He then shifts to Vicky on a political rally, which in a heartbeat becomes violent. The tension and the terror of this is expertly created and sustained. Sumit Vyas, who used to be the poster boy for small screen romance, seems to be transforming convincingly into a monster. In the recently released Mrs. Undercover, he was a serial killer. Here too, murder is never far from his mind. Vicky has so much rage coiled inside that you instantly understand what is at stake for Nivi when she decides to leave him. Into this cauldron of violence, outrage, power plays and chauvinism arrives Rahab, who is languorously driving while listening to Faiz Ahmed Faiz's classic nazm, Dasht-e-Tanhai. In one scene, his car navigation system declares congestion ahead, recalibrating time to destination, which proves to be tragically prophetic. But after this gripping first act, the screenplay begins to unravel. Subplots, one about a murderous cop and another about Vicky's main goon Chandan, played nicely by Sharib Hashmi, take us away from the main thread too often. And eventually, logic makes a quiet exit. To say more would be a spoiler, but it becomes apparent that the urgency of the threat to Nivi and Rahab's lives ebbs and flows according to the convenience of the story. In the middle of the bloodbath, they find time for a heart-to-heart in which Rahab introspects about who he really is. The story becomes increasingly reliant on social media and content going viral, which inevitably becomes a lazy trope to solve plot problems. Nuance is sacrificed at the altar of social commentary, and by the end, anything is possible, including a case of mistaken identity involving characters whose faces have been seen throughout the film on video. This is Nawazuddin Siddiqui's second film with Sudhir after Serious Men. In that, he was brilliant as the deliciously duplicitous Ayan Mani. But here, he has too little to work with. Rahab is more an idea than a human being. The character also has some of the clumsiest lines in the film. In one scene, he's furiously banging on a locked gate and saying, "Dangerous log mere peeche pade hue hain." Bhoomi Pednekar does better, especially in a scene in which Nivi delivers the film's core point about how rumors gain power because we are so complacent. We are paying such little attention that we don't bother to ask questions. Instead, we buy into whatever is fed to us, especially when it confirms our own biases. It's a critical message which doesn't quite land. Watch out also for TJ Bhanu as a cop having an affair with her superior. Afwa, like Anubhav's recent Bheer or Hansal Mehta's recent Faraz, is part of Bollywood's cinema of dissent. It's critical we have this, but too often these films assume a position of moral superiority and forget that ultimately the priority is to tell a compelling story. That itself will bring about change. As the late American critic Roger Ebert famously said, of all the arts, movies are the most powerful aid to empathy, and good ones make us into better people. You can see Afwa at a theatre near you. Thank you for listening to the Film Companion podcast. Stay tuned for more reviews, interviews, and all that's hot and happening in pop culture and entertainment.
Set summer in motion with the most electrifying Honda vehicles yet. Like the CR-V and Accord, with available hybrid powertrains designed to deliver more thrilling performance and more innovative tech. Summer's here. Make every adventure more electrifying with Honda. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 3.9% APR on a 2023 Honda Accord Hybrid or 2023 CR-V Hybrid.
Buy online, reserve from select dealers, or visit your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.